From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, starting from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Indonesian government to disburse 2.7 trillion rupiah to 21,000 Islamic boarding schools. Worldwide COVID-19 death passed 600,000. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin has said that the government will disburse fund worth 2.7 trillion rupiah to support 21,000 Islamic boarding schools or pesantren in implementing online learning activities amid COVID-19 pandemic. Through a video uploaded to his official YouTube account on Sunday, July 19, he stated that the Ministry of Religious Affairs has kept the fund and would distribute it to the Islamic boarding schools. Of the total 2.7 trillion, 2.38 trillion rupiah will be for the boarding schools' operational activities and 317 billion rupiah for the construction and improvement of internet networks to support online learning activities. The Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries would strengthen microdata because by utilizing it significantly in the future, it could be used to improve household welfare in the marine and fishery sector. Head of Research and Human Resources at the Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries, Sharif Wijaya, in a written statement in Jakarta on Sunday said that microdata can be used to answer various problems of the marine and fisheries community because it can describe the welfare conditions of marine and fisheries household. According to Sharif Wijaya, through this microdata, it changes in the socio-economic profile of households in fishery centers with different typologies that can be identified. Thus, he said the data has significance for the planning, implementation, monitoring, and evaluation of implementation in national development to improve the people's welfare. As Idul Adha is approaching, the West Sumatra administration is prepping to welcome travelers seeking to celebrate the Islamic Day of Sacrifice on July 31st in the region. As reported by Kompas.com, the province has opened all its tourism destinations following the implementation of the new normal policy in early June and is especially eager to lure visitors during the upcoming Idul Adha holiday. The plan to encourage travelers to celebrate Idul Adha in the region is part of the administration's sales mission program that aims to boost tourism, a sector devastated by COVID-19 pandemic. Governor of West Sumatra Irwan Prayitno said that his province is also set to hold the National Quran Recital Competition or MTQ in November and has announced a new policy requiring all visitors to undergo a swab test. The administration has also conducted swab tests for all tourist bus drivers in collaboration with the Organization of Land Transportation Owners or ORGANDA to ensure the safety of visitors. Now we move to international news. More than 600,000 people have now died from COVID-19, with several countries including the United States of America, South Africa and Brazil struggling to deal with rapidly rising case numbers. With more than 140,000 fatalities, the U.S. has the most deaths linked with the virus according to Johns Hopkins University. Brazil is next with around 78,000 deaths, while in the United Kingdom around 45,000 people have died with the virus. According to WHO, the number of confirmed cases worldwide has risen to more than 14.2 million after a record single-day increase on Saturday of around 260,000. Scientists believe the true number could be much higher, with testing shortages and problems with collecting data in some countries with weaker infrastructure. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has said that he does not want to impose a second national lockdown in the event of another COVID-19 outbreak. Speaking to the Sunday Telegraph, he compared the option of a nationwide shutdown to a nuclear deterrent, adding he does not think the country will be in that position again. Under the new powers, local authorities can close shops, cancel events, and shut outdoor public spaces to manage local outbreaks. Mr. Johnson also said that authorities were getting better at identifying and isolating local outbreaks, adding that the power to order national action will remain an option. The World Health Organization, WHO, reported a record increase in global COVID-19 cases for the second day in a row, with the total rising by 259,848 in 24 hours. The biggest increases reported on Saturday were from the United States, Brazil, India, and South Africa. According to a daily report, total global COVID-19 cases surpassed 14 million on Friday, according to a Reuters tally, marking another milestone in the spread of the disease that has killed nearly 600,000 people in 7 months. The surge means that 1 million cases were reported in under 100 hours. The WHO reported 71,484 new cases in the United States, 45,403 in Brazil, 34,884 in India, and 13,373 in South Africa. The last item. European Union leaders battled to save a bellicose 750 million euro or 860 million US dollars COVID-19 recovery package at a summit on Sunday, July 19, as global deaths soared past 600,000 and Hong Kong raised the alarm about its growing outbreak. The United States, the worst affected country by far, ended a week in which it registered its highest figures for new cases for 3 days running, taking its total toward 3.7 million infections and 140,000 deaths. The virus has now infected more than 14 million people worldwide. With clusters cropping up from Spain to Australia, officials were again facing the dilemma of imposing lockdowns to protect public health or loosening restrictions to save struggling businesses. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with commentary for today entitling Indonesian Government Encourage Investment Amid COVID-19 Pandemic. The Investment Coordinating Board is targeting to attract foreign investors to invest in Indonesia amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Spokesperson for the Investment Committee, Tina Talisa, in a discussion held by the National Disaster Mitigation Agency in Jakarta on Friday, said that the target is in accordance with President Joko Widodo's announcement last June 30. At that time, the president revealed there were 7 foreign companies that are interested in relocating investment to Indonesia, including companies from Thailand, Malaysia, and China. The Investment Coordinating Board has the task to catch the investment relocation signal. The government focuses on encouraging the realization of industrial sector investment in the country, both from foreign and local investors. The strategic steps aims to strengthen the manufacturing structure in the country so that it can strengthen the supply chain and competitiveness. Head of the Ministry of Industry Data and Information Center, Janu Suryanto, said that he would continue to oversee investment in the industrial sector. Therefore, the investment is believed to spur production capacity to meet the needs of the domestic market to export. As a result of the COVID-19 pandemic, the achievement of foreign investment during the first quarter of 2020 reached only 98 trillion rupiah, a decrease of 7% compared to the realization of the same period in 2019. Attracting foreign investment, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic, is certainly not easy. Reformative steps are needed. Satu Kankonent, World Bank Representative Head for Indonesia and Timor Leste, in a virtual discussion on the Indonesian economic prospects on Thursday, said that to rebuild Indonesia's economy, there are three key forms. First, there is a removal of business restriction through the omnibus law so that it can remove obstacles for investors to enter Indonesia. Second, reformation of state-owned enterprises is needed to promote investment. While the third point is that it's necessary to accelerate tax policy. According to Satu Kankonent, Indonesia is currently experiencing a huge gap in the realm of infrastructure. This cannot be overcome solely based on public funds or the state revenue budget. The World Bank representative for Indonesia and Timor Leste said that Indonesia must be able to mobilize finance from the private sector. That was commentary for today. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Do the following to avoid virus infection when you are traveling. Keep your distance. If you see someone unhealthy, please maintain your distance. The minimum safe distance is 1 meter. But if the person is coughing, then the minimum distance is around 3 meters. Wash your hands with soap, especially if you keep interacting with other people. You can also use alcohol-based sanitizer to kill the germs. Cover your mouth and nose with your elbow or tissue when you are coughing or sneezing. If you are using tissue, throw it away immediately and then wash your hands. Avoid direct contact with living animals and any services that had contacted with animals. Avoid consuming raw or half-cooked meat to avoid cross-contamination. Find medical treatment as soon as possible and then share your prior travel history with the health services if you are experiencing any health problems. From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
We begin today in history with the event in July 1937, Marconi passed away. Guglielmo Marconi, an inventor of message from radio wave transmission, passed away on July 20, 1937. He was born in Bologna, Italy in 1874. Since he was young, he had been interested in physics and electronics, and he learned famous physicians' works such as Maxwell and Hertz. In 1895, he began his experiment and succeeded in sending signals through radio waves within a 1 mile distance. Moreover, the invention was developed continuously, and in 1932, he succeeded to invent radio telephone. The next event is that Sirimavo Bandaranaike was elected as Sri Lanka Prime Minister on July 20, 1960. Sirimavo Ratwate Bandaranaike is the first woman in the world that becomes Prime Minister. She became Prime Minister of Sri Lanka for the first time on July 20, 1960. The name of Bandaranaike was taken by the name of her husband in Sri Lanka. She was also a chairwoman of party, namely the Freedom Party of Sri Lanka. We end today in history with the event July 20, 1969, the first man landed on the moon. Neil Armstrong, the US astronaut, became the first man who landed on the moon. In a location with more than 386,000 kilometers from the Earth, he expressed a message which is eternal until now. That's one small step for a man, one giant leap for mankind. He left the Earth 4 days before using Apollo 11 with Edwin Aldrin Jr. and Michael Collinsla, who was 38 years old and had proficient as civil pilot. However, he was appointed as the mission commander. On July 19, 1969, Apollo 11 entered the moon orbit. Afterwards, Armstrong along with Aldrin separated from the command module by using the Eagle module. Meanwhile, Collins remained in Apollo 11. And listener, that was today in history.
hadirmu, oh begitu bermakna. Kini ku tahu bahwa dirimu di sini lengkapiku.
Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with My Indonesia. Today, totaling Indonesian food and beverage products target Saudi Arabia. The Indonesian government is targeting Saudi Arabia to support food and beverage export. One of the efforts was through a recently held webinar on enhancing Indonesian food export to Saudi Arabia. Indonesian Consul General in Jeddah, Eko Hartono, in the webinar said the Saudi Arabia is a potential market for Indonesian products. Business players are expected to actively seek export market opportunities by continuing to communicate with Indonesian representatives in Saudi Arabia. Eko Hartono hopes that this webinar will not only add insight into business actors regarding trade opportunities and regulation in Saudi Arabia, but also become a bridge to explore agreements. Director General of National Export Development, Ghassan, who was also present at this webinar, said that Saudi Arabia is one of the entrants for Indonesian products to explore the market in the Bay Area. With a population of more than 30 million people and more than 10 million Hajj and Umrah pilgrims who are almost certain each year, Saudi Arabia is a special market segment that Indonesian entrepreneurs need to pay attention to. According to Ghassan, another thing that made Saudi Arabia a potential market for Indonesia is the consumption pattern of its people. Consumption of Saudi Arabian society, which is now quite high and increasing, makes it one of the promising markets for various food products from Indonesia. On the same occasion, Indonesian trade attaché in Riyadh, Erwansyah, said that the current regulation on food imports in Saudi Arabia is experiencing dynamic changes. Every food company, especially those related to chicken, meat, and fish, needs to be registered and conducts a self-assessment. In addition, the company must coordinate with the Food and Drug Supervisory Agency that has cooperated with Saudi Food and Drug Authority. However, according to Erwansyah, the dynamics of changing the rules are a positive challenge for entrepreneurs in Indonesia. If Indonesian entrepreneurs can penetrate the Saudi Arabian market, it will certainly be easier to penetrate into other neighboring countries in the region. The webinar was attended by 252 participants consisting of business actors and government elements of the two countries. Listener, that was My Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusmati. Thank you for listening.
Welcome to the new normal. Now, we are facing uncertainties. Uncertain of when the pandemic will end, and also many other uncertainties. Coronavirus pandemic has changed many aspects of our lives. If you want to survive from this pandemic, you should prepare to adapt and live the new normal. In the prediction of the new normal, health and hygiene became the top commodity. Fear of getting infected makes people keep their health and hygiene more tightly when going outside. There will be sinks everywhere. Hand sanitizer
becomes their most wanted goods. People wear a mask everywhere. Always keeps your distance when doing activities. And avoid crowds. Also, you should not make any physical contact, even just for shaking hands. Vitamins will be consumed as many as food. Before traveling, people will have their temperature checked and will not be permitted to proceed if found not healthy. Temperature will always be checked during social activities like at malls, restaurants, or everywhere. It's also possible in near future, people must bring personal health document when traveling, or health tracking system at airports and other transportation terminals can be more practical and efficient. Well then, welcome to the new normal.
Masuki hatiku.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today, I'm going to let you know about Ayak Manik bathing place in North Sumatra. Stay tuned. Ayak Manik bathing place has so clear and bluish water. Its water is natural, and it is between small hills and lush trees. So during the daytime, the air around the pool is not so hot. This bathing place is actually a river, but uniquely, the water in this pond does not seem to flow. At the bottom of this pool, there is a stretch of white sand such as soft beach sand and various sizes of mountain rocks. In addition, there are some relief carvings that decorate the walls of the pond and mountain shower, which is very fresh. With its blue and fresh water, of course, the Ayak Manik bathing place is a favorite activity for tourists to swim. In addition, many people also camp in this tourism area. At the end of the bathing place, there is indeed a camping area and a place to eat grilled fish that can be obtained by fishing at the edge of the river. This natural Ayak Manik bathing place is located in the PTPNT Plantation or PT Perkebunan Negara Sidamanik in Sidamanik District, Pematang Siantar City, North Sumatra Province. You can go to this tourism destination around 4 hours by motor vehicles from Medan City, the capital of North Sumatra, through Pematang Siantar with a distance of 150 kilometers. The distance from the gate of the PTPN complex to the bathing place is only 5 kilometers. Entering into Ayak Manik bathing place is free of charge. That was our segment of Indonesian Wonder featuring Ayak Manik bathing place. Tomorrow, we will meet again with another interesting topic. Bye-bye.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From Indonesia to the world.
bersamamu.
Listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio. We introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and tips on how to use it in a conversation. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language and Book Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Tolong Ulangi Lagi. In English, please repeat again. Listen to this conversation about tolong ulangi lagi. In English, please repeat again. Kevin does not understand yet about the explanation of a subject. He asked the lecturer about it.
Tolong ulangi lagi pengertian diftong, Pak.
Iya, baik. Diftong adalah...
Now, I'm going to introduce some vocabularies and expressions related to that topic today. I will say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Tolong ulangi lagi. Tolong ulangi lagi. Which means, please repeat again. Iya, baik. Iya, baik. Which means, alright. Diftong adalah... Diftong adalah... which means diphthong is... If you want someone to repeat their words or explanation because you don't understand yet, you can use expression tolong ulangi lagi, which means please repeat again, or bisa tolong jelaskan lagi, which means could you explain again or once more. For example, if you don't understand about diphthong that has been explained by lecturer, you can say tolong ulangi lagi pengertian diphthong, Pak. In English, sir, please repeat what diphthong means. Listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Tolong ulangi lagi pengertian diphthong, Pak.
Iya, baik. Diphthong adalah...
That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 bibaqaikum fil manazil.
Zusammen gegen Corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the
I'm
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Welcome back to Music Corner. In today's edition, we will present a Kroncong song entitled Nangka Kuning. The song Nangka Kuning contains a message that we have to learn from jackfruit that has a refreshing yellow color and tastes sweet. The lyrics of the song also invite us to be a person with noble character and always doing good. Well, listener, let's listen to the Kroncong song entitled Nangka Kuning by Dian Mita. Enjoy the song.
Yeah.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to VOI at voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. See you on the next English program.